You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Faith like Nehemiah, do you have it? What did Nehemiah do when Sanballat and Tobias said evil against him? Nehemiah 4:4 says, "Hear, O Lord, for we have despised, turned their reproach on their own heads, and give them as plunder to a land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity, and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you. For they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built a wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work." So Nehemiah found some people that were willing to work for God. They all pitched in, and they all did God's work. God gave Nehemiah a small group of people that had this mind to work, and they were willing to be faithful and obey God. In Nehemiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, the people are crying out because they're suffering. What did Nehemiah do? He knew the promises, and so he knew what was going on, and he knew that it wasn't being fulfilled, and so he went to God to find out why. Verse 6, and it says, "And I became very angry when I heard their outcry in these words. After serious thought, I rebuked the nobles and the rulers and said to them, 'Each of you is exacting usury from his brother.' So I called a great assembly against them, and I said to them, 'According to our ability, we have redeemed our Jewish brethren who were sold to the nations. Now indeed, will you even sell your brethren? Or should they be sold to us?' Then they were silenced and found nothing to say, and he said, 'What you are doing is not good. You should not walk in the fear of our God, because the reproach of the nations are enemies. I also, with my brethren and my servants, in lending them money and gain, please let us stop this usury.'" So, you know, what happened here? He looked inside and he found out, we're sinning. We're committing a sin. We're charging usury. You know what the usury was that he was charging? 0.1%. That's correct. 0.1%. That's like charging people one thousandth of a dollar. 0.1% would be 1 penny, and 1/10 of that. Folks, that's nothing compared to the sin that we're doing today when people can't even define what a woman is. And the preachers get up there and they say, "Oh, that's all done away with." Jesus himself in Matthew 5:17 says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy but fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass till all the law is fulfilled." They say, "Oh, it's all done away with." And then if you pin them down on this, I say, "Oh, he fulfilled it, so therefore we can violate it." Jesus said, "Don't think that I came to do this." And what are the preachers up there teaching? Oh, that's exactly what he did. Satan's fooled most of God's people in thinking because they keep some of the commandments that they're okay. They're saved. They're going to heaven. And on and on and on the lies go. They're not. You can't sin and be in God's kingdom. He will not allow sin to live forever. He's not going to create another Satan. Don't be a Satan and don't accept Satan's laws. Repent, every one of you, and ask God to forgive you.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.